My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
A lot of changes. It's a time of change. You should want change, in my opinion. Even though I would have to admit, if you gave them the exact same roster that the last crew had, they would have done better with it. I believe that. I just think you have better instructors. What it comes down to is that teaching and teachers getting better results out of your students or your clients. They just seem to be, have a more enthusiastic approach to it. The strength and conditioning staff was already the best in the league. They're still here, still going. The guys worked. It's not like they didn't work last year or weren't willing to work. They were willing to work. It was the direction and the plan. That comes down to your intel, your group. You didn't have enough brain power. They weren't smart enough to figure things out or make adjustments quick enough to bail you out. If you put a kid in there weighing 150 pounds up against a bull weighing 210 running forward, that's your fault. It's not the kid's fault. Stevie Wonder can look and see that's a bad matchup, but somehow, some way, you never sense that. How can you not see the kid needs help? And you don't do that, that makes me figure like, well, wait a minute, maybe he laid something on this game. Maybe you got a little something on this. That's what made it sound so bad to me. They were so bad at their job, it would make me think they were betting on against the team. A little Pete Rose action, the way I looked at it. They had too much experience at coaching to be that bad. Collectively, I never really bought into that. I couldn't quite figure it out. But it won't be long now. It won't be long. September the 8th, Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And the 15th, the Giants. Monday Night Football against the Bengals. Or as Coach used to say, the Bengals. And then September 29th. And that's as far as I can take you. To Arizona Cardinals. Now, if I said Bucks, Giants, Bengals, and Cardinals. That does not scare you initially. I think if I polled people and went down the street, went down here on Half Street and said, hey, by the way, Buccaneers, Giants, Bengals, Cardinals, how do you think we'll come out of that? Just randomly on the street. What would you think?
Yeah, I don't think initially when you just hear it.
When I just say that, throw it out there.
Yeah, I don't think that would put a lot of fear in people's hearts.
It doesn't frighten you. Right. You look at it and you think, again, how much have you invested in the person in the opposition? None or very little. And you don't even, if I ask you right now, of the Bucks, Giants, Bengals, and Cardinals, who had the better record out of that group last year? Just randomly speaking. You think most people would know?
No, probably not.
I'm just saying. I mean, all I'm doing is saying, is it possible? And the only reason I know it's possible because it's always one of these teams is going to be the Houston Texans. And I don't believe that every team has that chance to be. But if you have a young, promising, I think the one thing we can all agree on is that if your quarterback is terrible, your team is going to be terrible. But if you have a glimmer of hope at that position, the possibilities are limitless. If you protect him, and if you have a playmaker or two on that side of the ball to assist it, and if you can get stops. Now, that doesn't sound that hard, but obviously it is. We're playing Russian roulette at the place kicker position, which is frightening. Because you should think those are gimme points. The PAT and some makeable chip shot field goals. You like them. All the good teams put that in their bag. That's like no brain. They don't even consider anything under 50. All PATs, those are all check the boxes. Why do teams, good teams, win? Because most of them don't beat themselves. Unforced turnovers. They don't understand what that means. See, in order for us to win, we cannot help the opponents. We can't give away field position. We can't. For God's sakes, we can't turn the ball over. And if we can give our offense short fields and give our defense a blow here or there, that's how it goes. So I'm not talented enough to predict the entire schedule like a lot of our talent is. We got people who have already figured out the whole season. They're gifted. But I can tell you what makes you or breaks you in most cases is September. You cannot come out of September winless and expect to be in the hunt. If your goals, and the goals ought to be a playoff team, every team ought to be, can't get to the goal unless you're eligible for it. So that's just my basics. But I look at September and I go, you know, and the first one is the only one that matters. And it's the Buccaneers. And they're going to put what on you? Pressure. You got one of your own who's the head coach over there with the Buccaneers. They're going to put pressure on you because if you were playing Washington, what would you do? What would you think? Just think about it. You're playing the Commanders. They've got a young kid who's highly talented. Then won that trophy. I mean, he's a bad man. You know that. So now you're going to look at what appears to be a weakness, especially in week one. Because you haven't seen anything. Offensive line. We don't know who's going to be in the starting five. Today, we don't know. But there's a chance it could be a rookie at left tackle. It's possible. And if I'm Tampa Bay, I'm praying that it's the rookie. Not that he can't get the job done, but it's that it's his rookie game, his first game. It's the battle of unknown. And I've got experience, and I bring pressure, and he may end up being like Trent Williams. But he damn sure we don't know that in the first game. So just think about it. Just think about it. What would you do? I would attack. And Todd Bowles is in attack mode when he wakes up for breakfast. So what I'm saying is that, but if we can protect, I think we all agree that our backfield is going to be an asset. Our running back room is strong. I think it's going to be an asset. So I don't predict games. That's a Sheehan quality that I don't possess. But I can tell you this. We got a fighter, a puncher's chance, no doubt about it. And that's all you want. And because of what the Houston Texans did last year, we all know, don't give me this, well, the defensive-minded head coach. So what? That didn't stop the Texans, right?
He's a rookie quarterback.
So what? Didn't stop the Texans. See, all I needed was that blueprint. So once I see it's possible, then why not us? 1-800-636-1067 is the number. K9 call is in. We start off with Little. Little out in Bowie.
What's up,
man? How are you? Good, good.
Shout out to Donald.
Donald. He's on fire, man. He's on fire. He walked today. He refused to take transportation.
I just heard you say something, man. I just heard you say something, man, that made me quiver a little bit, man, because I'm telling Donald, 2 years ago, we was in the top 10 in defense. Hey, man, that Pete Rose effect is something else to think about. But moving forward, Doc, I wish the kid nothing but some best of luck, right? But you know what, don't all these callers calling in defending the kid, the wide receiver, is because they got a soft mentality themselves. They played soft in little leagues, high school, all the way up. Man, that ain't about no, man. You got, when you get upfield, man, you got to be able to lay the wood and follow the route. When you up, when the ball ain't coming your way and you ain't out there producing, trying to make way for the next player, man, they called him out, Doc. Moving forward, man, that's all I need to see. Our front defense, that defensive line, Doc, that's where I think we're going to get the pressure from. Straight up the middle. I ain't worried about the corners because we get that pressure at the middle. Everything else will fall in place.
Okay.
God bless you, big fella.
All right, appreciate it, Lil. Yeah, interior pressure. I hear people say it a lot. You know, well, it's the best pressure. I think all pressure is good pressure, but in front of a guy's face is good because you effective because he can see you. That blindside hit, he never, you know, bingo, he never saw it. That pressure is important. That's a lot to be said about that. And we've had John and company and Duran, they have been steady and strong. Cannot do it alone. Need more help. If they get one edge freak, somebody that can really just make the offensive coordinator stay up half the night, then you start loosening things up. This league is about, do you have a player good enough to require us to have to pay special attention to him? That's why people who earn double teams are worth their weight in gold. Because now I've forced the offensive coordinator to think, I got to get help. You're a major disruptor. It's a great honor to be a pro player. But if you can force a change in design because you're that disruptive, now you become bag eligible to me. Anybody picking up a bag that cannot force a chain reaction, to me, you got taken. To the break we go. We come back. 1-800-636-1067 is the number here on the Fan.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
If your day sounds like...
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Shout out to Coach Naki. Boy, that was powerful. Adrian Branch, AB, also inducted in. We'll pass him out his roses as well. We will be tomorrow, the all-time leading rusher in the history of the University of Maryland. We'll be back with us, Lamont Jordan, tomorrow on Overtime. And we shout out to Dr. Holder. He'll be on our rewind if you missed him earlier. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. I am a little bit off my game today because when we don't get that W, man, it's like a fly in the ointment for me, man. So close, getting through nine, and then we self-inflicted wound last night. Don, that hurts the most.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I don't mind if we're not good enough to win, but when we, oh, man.
Yeah, when you do it to yourself, it's worse.
I'm just still not mature enough to be able to overcome losing. It just really burns me up. Oxon Hill, help a brother out. Sean, what up?
All right, how you doing, Doc?
I'm good, man. I'm good.
I'm calling because, while everybody was telling me about Dotson and worried about him going to the Eagles and all this other stuff.
You said everybody. Everybody in there.
No. My fan group, diehard.
Okay, all right, good.
I'm getting a text. Oh, I thought something happened. I thought the quarterback went down. I thought something serious happened. And they telling me about Dotson going to the Eagles. But I'm interested in finding out about Johnny Newton because I hope we not bid again with the injury bug because I don't know any monster that has to do fast twitch in the trenches that has foot injuries. And it's his foot again.
Yeah, well, no.
So I hope.
Well, didn't – now – maybe you know something I don't know. There was no setback. He was just not released. There'd been caution. They've been progressive in this the whole way. And now you may know more than me. Donald may know more than I do. I didn't know. No, it's not a re-injury. He's on course to get back.
Okay.
He has not had a setback at all. But this was something that they are... First of all, you're investing in 10 years. And the same thing with John Allen. And I tried to say this to anybody that would listen. when these big people have an injury with their foot, beware. You know, you're not a stick pin. You're a tank. And so you have to have those feet have to be damn near perfect to hold that load and quick twitch under that power. So he's had no setbacks. The schedule is when the schedule works. When he's ready to go, he'll go. And, yeah, I'm good with that. And I'll double-check, but for the best of my knowledge, no, there was no setback. He was not
okay.
They hadn't targeted him as, hey, you'll be ready the week before. He'll be ready when he's ready.
Okay, well, that's news in my ears. Yeah. I was just making sure because I'm late on that one because I was really looking forward
okay,
to
Okay, and we have the Buckeye, John Kime, ESPN's best. We have some sound. John's an expert at this, so let's hear what he has to say about it.
Everyone, wanted to give you a quick injury update on Johnny Newton and Brandon Coleman. Just because they've been out for a little bit, we still don't know when they're exactly going to come back. But we do know Dan Quinn said today that they would kind of do some individual work early in the week. So their next practice would be Wednesday and Thursday and then see what they can do by the end of the week. And then that will determine what their status would be for Sunday's game. And Dan Quinn did say he felt like Coleman was trending in the direction of being ready for that game, but there's no way he can be definitive on that until you get through the week and see. And he was also asked if he had to see him on a game before he would be comfortable with him starting. He said, there's a difference between want to and need to. Would he want to? Yes. Does he need to? Not necessarily, because you have 2 weeks after that. As far as Newton, still not sure exactly when he's going to be able to get back out there. But for them, they're hoping that he can maybe do some more by the end of the week. But I don't have a better answer on him. And it certainly seems like Coleman's a little further ahead.
That's thorough. Sean, you good?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm good. Right. That's what I'm worrying about because the trenches is going to determine that season.
Oh, blocking, come on, Slim. There you go. There you go. I mean, it's not what the kids want to hear, you know, because very few of them drink their coffee black.
Sure.
You know, they got to have cream and sugar and they got to have oatmeal. They got to have all this stuff in it. But we know the true warrior, all he needs is a cup. So he said, what you need for your coffee? I need a cup.
Well, I appreciate that update, Doc.
You got it, man. Appreciate that. All the Spartans, all the Vikings out there listening, all they need for their coffee is a cup. Yeah. The rest of these toddlers, you know, they got to have rose petals and sugar and
their pumpkin spice latte.
Pumpkin spice latte, and they got to have there's nothing wrong with it. I'm not messing with y'all. I definitely don't want to get on y'all's bad side. But I'm just saying, if you want a milkshake, go to Wendy's and order one. Yeah, that's all I'm saying. To break we go. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. DOC, Donald D, right here on The Fan. It's preseason. So we expect to have people out there we've never seen before. Now, if they had a guy wearing number, I don't know, 99 or something playing quarterback, it's Russell Wilson. Dude, it's like the Keystone Cops. Now, I'm not in any position to be talking trash about poor play. But you got to admit, it is kind of funny. Because when you see that uniform, it's an iconic uniform. You kind of expect to see it in a good light. And it's awful. I mean, honestly, and not like we bragging, but man. And he is just off the map. He is off the map. But again, it's preseason. So how much weight do we really put on? I mean, when you see a great play now, I mean, I saw this brother from Kansas City, 42. This boy looked like John Riggins the other day. I mean, he was running through. I could hear Coach Madden just going, poof, poof. I mean, he was running over people through. I find myself watching this stuff going, I want to get excited. Then I say, don't do it. Don't do it. Because the dude he just ran over may be interning here next week. Seriously. And that's not like that's a bad thing. All I'm saying is that you tell me How do you deal with this with preseason now? I'm lost. I don't know how to. It's the weirdest thing, and it starts off with the kickoff, which we knew that was going to be changed. And it's kind of weird. Okay, but what have you pulled out of it since you've seen it now?
Not much, because, again, kind of to your point, people aren't going to really reveal what they're doing until the season starts.
Everybody's hiding.
Exactly.
Everybody's hiding. So here's what I'm going to say. I want to know if you have a solution to this. This is just no way to live. Now, the young people coming out of college, I used to say this every year. They deserve a chance to compete and get their feet wet so they can get into this. I'm going to make an announcement. Since they're getting paid in college now, I'm pulling that off the table. I no longer feel like I used to feel for them when I knew they were broke. These cats coming out of here now. $1 million? Dude, on campus? So, I just don't know how you deal with this now. And when I first heard it, well, we're going down to 3 games. Because they're going to 18. I don't know why they're messing around. And then, once again, if you saw the Chiefs and the Bears game, when everybody goes to a knee, we kind of know what that means now. And all of us, and it's no jokes, and we're not auditioning for Saturday Night Live. It's real talk. There's a family right now that cannot breathe. Now, he's fine. All body parts, movement, whole thing. I don't know how many of you remember, I still can visualize the Daryl Stingley hit. The Raiders, Patriots. Dude, that's never going to change. We should never become numb, stop feeling for things like this. Yet, the bullfighter, the NASCAR driver, we got people do dangerous things for a living. And guess what? We love it. MMA. Remember boxing?
Yeah. Yeah, to your point, yeah, MMA, boxing, you know, NASCAR.
Do you remember boxing? Yeah.
Oh, yeah, for
yeah,
sure.
Remember
for
it?
Sure.
MMA, dude. It's... And the first time I saw women doing it, I was like, oh, stop it. Y'all quit it. Men and women looking at me like, hey, sissy, let us be us. You go do you, we'll do us. Man, it's unbelievable. So that's why I'm going. Adjust. You have to be able to grow with it, flow with it. But when they get on that one knee and everybody takes the helmet off, we know. And good news is that now there's been no bad news in this morning. So we recognize and we respect the game. That's why the new kickoff rule. That's why we're doing it. That's why I'm glad that the adjustment is coming along. And again, as you mentioned, now we're going to hide everything now until the regular season. Do you have an alternative to this? I mean, this really is not that good. This is not great programming. I don't care what anybody says. I care what you say. I just don't know how you could say it with a straight face. This is not good programming, but yet I understand it. Up until I heard JP, and B. Mitch, when they were the first time I heard it, when they were saying, well, the quarterback is not going to play. So you said, wait a minute. What do you think NBC did when they were deciding, pardon me, where they're going to be with this game? And they chose Washington. Why? Do you think they chose Washington thinking that Jaden Daniels was not going to play? Maybe, maybe not. I don't know. I would think they chose it because they thought they might see him for at least an appearance. Now, they still build that. Watch what they get out of his warming up. Man, because they already done their packages. They've already done it. You know, that's cut. That's already in the cabinet. Now, how they clean this up is why I'm going to be so interested in it. Because you know somebody's pissed.
Yeah.
Somebody's saying, seriously, Q, you couldn't give me one possession? You know they're saying it.
Of course.
They're not going to say it out loud. But, and there's part of me that was saying, wait a minute, home crowd, first time in FedEx. Are you serious? And I'll tell you the reasons why I could defend either side. The side I will say is, well, what's the benefit? The benefit is that your body mechanics. When you drive, you need to be legitimately nervous. Because you can't trick your body, develop your body into something that's fake. You can't fake yourself out. The moment they tell me I'm not playing, my engines are off. I can put on a uniform. I can growl. I can do all the sound effects you need. But there's a part of me that's home in the bed, still asleep. The moment you tell me I'm going to play, but I don't know how long, game on. Your senses change. Everything about you changes. Because you know, man, this could be on. But what does on mean? On means you could be concussed, your leg could be broken, you could do ACL, your spine could be snapped in half, or you could die. Real talk. That's what could happen. So if you're telling me that there's no advantage to you going through that, I disagree with you. It's your job. You're in charge, not me. But I have done it before, and a lot of you haven't. And I can tell you that the moment you tell me I'm out, I leave mentally, I'm gone. I'm already thinking about the club afterwards. Seriously. So what would it hurt? I'm saying this because I've never done it. I've never been a head coach in the pros. But I just feel like I would have said, everybody, tape up, lock up. You'll go when I say you go. Now I know I got everybody on. That warm-up is going to be for real. If I play you one play for the whole thing, that's my decision to make. But at least you warm up. Your pregame, you eat what you're going to eat on opening day when it counts. At least I get to take you through that. What advantage is it for me making you do that for the first time ever when it really counts? I don't know. Maybe you know more than I do about it. I'm a little uncomfortable taking it to that extreme, and I can't explain to you why. What am I gaining by it? But I'm sure there are people that have said, it ain't about being tough. This is about preparing yourself so you understand how to get your body ready. He's going to be ready in the pregame. He'll go through warm-ups. To their credit, I like the fact that even when John Allen, the guys weren't going to play, they went through pregame. I love that. Get the body, get your mechanics going. It's a mini. That's good. So we'll see. You may have an opinion. I'm sure you have an opinion, but tell me what you're basing it on. Yeah.
I mean, it's tough because I think you made a good point though that, you know, I think a lot of people, including myself, probably haven't really thought about is the mental side of it. Cause you know, people on the surface want to say, hey, you know, you sit guys down because you don't want them to get hurt in a meaningless game, et cetera.
Yeah.
But I think you make an excellent point, having gone through that experience, that, you know, you do have to gear your mind up as well. And it's different when you feel like you're prepared to play versus when the coach says, oh, no, you got the night off. Then you're in a whole different
headspace. You're at the club, dude.
Headspace.
I'm telling you.
Yeah,
seriously.
Yeah, exactly. You're in a whole different headspace.
You're gone. So that's where I'm going. What harm is it in keeping everybody locked in thinking that we are preparing ourselves, because it is a mental as well as physical preparation that comes into this, and we're growing as a team, and we have to build trust, and we don't really know each other that well yet. We haven't been through anything. That's the whole part about this. when you have a, when people go, well, what's the benefit of a veteran team? It's experience. Experience at what? A new procedure. Well, then how do we know if we haven't gone through it? What does it hurt to test? You got a bye. You got 2 weeks before the game.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
You sit in traffic now, but later there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's preseason, so we expect to have people out there we've never seen before. Now, if they had a guy wearing number, 99 or something playing quarterback, it's Russell Wilson. Dude, it's like the Keystone Cops. Now, I'm not in any position to be talking trash about poor play, but you got to admit, it is kind of funny. Because when you see that uniform, it's an iconic uniform. You kind of expect to see it in a good light. And it's awful. I mean, honestly, and not like we bragging, but man. And he is just off the map. He is off the map. But again, it's preseason. So how much weight do we really put on? I mean, when you see a great play now, I mean, I saw this brother from Kansas City, 42. This boy looked like John Riggins the other day. I mean, he was running through. I could hear Coach Madden just going, poof, poof. I mean, he was running over people through. I find myself watching this stuff going, I want to get excited. Then I say, don't do it. Don't do it. Because the dude he just ran over may be interning here next week. Seriously. And that's not like that's a bad thing. All I'm saying is that You tell me, how do you deal with this with preseason now? I'm lost. I don't know how to. It's the weirdest thing, and it starts off with the kickoff, which we knew that was going to be changed. And it's kind of weird. Okay, but what have you pulled out of it since you've seen it now?
Not much, because, again, kind of to your point, people aren't going to really reveal what they're doing until the season starts.
Everybody's hiding.
Exactly.
Everybody's hiding. So here's what I'm going to say. I want to know if you have a solution to this. This is just no way to live. Now, the young people coming out of college, I used to say this every year. They deserve a chance to compete and get their feet wet so they can get into this. I'm going to make an announcement. Since they're getting paid in college now, I'm pulling that off the table. I no longer feel like I used to feel for them when I knew they were broke. These cats coming out of here now, $1 million? Dude, on campus? So I just don't know how you deal with this now. And when I first heard it, well, we're going down to 3 games. Because they're going to 18. I don't know why they're messing around. And then once again, if you saw the Chiefs and the Bears game, when everybody goes to a knee, we kind of know what that means now. And all of us, and it's no jokes, and we're not auditioning for Saturday Night Live. It's real talk. There's a family right now that cannot breathe. Now, he's fine. All body parts, movement, whole thing. I don't know how many of you remember. I still can visualize the Daryl Stingley hit. The Raiders, Patriots. Dude, that's never going to change. We should never become numb, stop feeling for things like this. Yet, the bullfighter, the NASCAR driver, we got people do dangerous things for a living. And guess what? We love it. MMA. Remember boxing?
Yeah. Yeah, to your point, yeah, MMA, boxing, you know, NASCAR.
Do you remember boxing? Yeah.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah, remember? For sure.
MMA, dude. It's... And the first time I saw women doing it, I was like, oh, stop it. Y'all quit it. Men and women looking at me like, hey, sissy, let us be us. You go do you, we'll do us. Man, it's unbelievable. So that's why I'm going, adjust. You have to be able to grow with it, flow with it. But when they get on that one knee and everybody takes the helmet off, we know. And good news is that now there's been no bad news in this morning. So we recognize and we respect the game. That's why the new kickoff rule, that's why we're doing it. That's why I'm glad that the adjustment is coming along. And again, as you mentioned, now we're going to hide everything now until the regular season. Do you have an alternative to this? I mean, this really is not that good. This is not great programming. I don't care what anybody says. I care what you say. I just don't know how you could say it with a straight face. This is not good programming, but yet I understand it. Up until I heard JT, JP, and B. Mitch, when they were the first time I heard it, when they were saying, well, the quarterback is not going to play. So you said, wait a minute. What do you think NBC did when they were deciding, pardon me, where they're going to be with this game? And they chose Washington. Why? Do you think they chose Washington thinking that Jaden Daniels was not going to play? Maybe, maybe not. I don't know. I would think they chose it because they thought they might see him for at least an appearance. Now, they still build that. Watch what they get out of his warming up. Man, because they already done their packages. They've already done it. You know, that's cut. That's already in the cabinet. Now, how they clean this up is why I'm going to be so interested in it. Because you know somebody's pissed.
Yeah.
Somebody's saying, seriously, Q? You couldn't give me one possession? You know they're saying it.
Of course.
They're not going to say it out loud. But, and there's part of me that was saying, wait a minute, home crowd, first time in FedEx. Are you serious? And I'll tell you the reasons why I could defend either side. The side I will say is, but what's the benefit? The benefit is that your body mechanics. When you drive, you need to be legitimately nervous. Because you can't trick your body, develop your body into something that's fake. You can't fake yourself out. The moment they tell me I'm not playing, my engines are off. I can put on a uniform. I can growl. I can do all the sound effects you need. But there's a part of me that's home in the bed, still asleep. The moment you tell me I'm going to play, but I don't know how long, game on. Your senses change. Everything about you changes. Because you know, man, this could be on. And but what does on mean? on means you could be concussed. Your leg could be broken. You could do ACL. Your spine could be snapped in half, or you could die. Real talk. That's what could happen. So if you're telling me that there's no advantage to you going through that, I disagree with you. It's your job. You're in charge, not me. But I have done it before, and a lot of you haven't. And I can tell you that the moment you tell me I'm out, I leave. Mentally, I'm gone. I'm already thinking about the club afterwards. Seriously. Seriously. So, what would it hurt? I'm saying this because I've never done it. I've never been a head coach in the pros. But I just feel like I would have said, everybody, tape up, lock up. You'll go when I say you go. Now I know I got everybody on. And that warm-up is going to be for real. If I play you one play for the whole thing, that's my decision to make. But at least you warm up. Your pregame, you eat what you're going to eat on opening day when it counts. At least I get to take you through that. What advantage is it for me making you do that for the first time ever when it really counts? I don't know. Maybe you know more than I do about it. I'm a little uncomfortable taking it to that extreme, and I can't explain to you why. What am I gaining by it? But I'm sure there are people that have said, it ain't about being tough. This is about preparing yourself so you understand how to get your body ready. He's going to be ready in the pregame. He'll go through warm-ups. To their credit, I like the fact that even when John Allen, the guys weren't going to play, they went through pregame. I love that. Get your mechanics going. That's good. So we'll see. You may have an opinion. I'm sure you have an opinion. But tell me what you're basing it on. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's tough because I think you made a good point, though, that, I think a lot of people, including myself, probably haven't really thought about is the mental side of it, because, people on the surface want to say, hey, you sit guys down because you don't want them to get hurt in a meaningless game, et cetera.
Yeah.
But I think you make an excellent point, having gone through that experience, that, you do have to gear your mind up as well. And it's different when you feel like you're prepared to play versus when the coach says, oh, no, you got the night off. Then you're in a whole different
headspace. You're at the club, dude.
Headspace.
I'm telling you.
Yeah,
seriously.
Yeah, exactly. You're in a whole different headspace.
You're gone. So that's where I'm going. What harm is it in keeping everybody locked in thinking that we are preparing ourselves, because it is a mental as well as physical preparation that comes into this, and we're growing as a team, and we have to build trust, and we don't really know each other that well yet. We haven't been through anything. That's the whole part about this. When you have when people go, well, what's the benefit of a veteran team? It's experience. Experience at what? A new procedure. Well, then how do we know if we haven't gone through it? What does it hurt to test? You got a bye. You got 2 weeks before the game. And sometimes you're treating this thing like, well, hell, how do you even practice? Y'all seem scared to death to wake up and walk out the bed. All right? Well, that's my opinion. 301-230-0980. And we're just trying to figure it out. Now, I don't have all the answers, but I damn sure do have a question or two. We'll be right back. We do have a lot of changes going on. NFL preseason, how we deal with it. When I'm in doubt, just call out the K9 crowd and I will get some answers. Toothpick, how you dealing with this new version of preseason?
Well, Doc, thanks for taking my call. I really do appreciate you. How am I dealing with it, Doc? It's like this. I understand that we have coaches now. I understand we got coaches, and these coaches are in evaluation mode.
Yep.
As to put the best 53 on the roster. So as much as we should trust in our GM that he's looking out for what's going to happen 4 or 5 years down the road, we got to trust that we have some quality coaches that are not looking 4 or 5 years down the road, but they're looking at the right now. And they got to put the best 53 together for right now. And understanding that, you know, it still won't be some subtle changes here and there. Players get injured, bringing in the best possible people and putting them in position to win individually and as a team. So I like what I see right now. I like the fact that our coaches on the sideline coaching, they're giving these players everything they need to be successful. They're giving them every opportunity. So I'm looking at it like that, Doc. It's a right now situation for me. It's a right now. Just like week one will be week one. We're not looking at week 17. We're looking at week one and being 1-0 every week. That's how I see it, Doc.
Yeah, well, you're smart, man. You're smart. I don't know how else you can do it, and that's why I was taking a look at I've heard people that are far more insightful than I am, and they're able to predict the whole season. I like to take it one game, but especially the month at a time, and looking at September and seeing – realistically, you gotta shoot for 500 in September, yeah, which would be admirable. But then again, it depends on who's playing, how they playing, and you know, blah blah blah. But I only mention this because the Houston Texans gave us a chance to look at things a little differently. Yeah, a little different.
Yeah.
All right.
But hey, Doc, I hit you up a couple of weeks ago and I said, I asked you, were you concerned that we wasn't tackling, right? We wasn't tackling, taking people down to the ground. And then not shortly after that, we had our first preseason game, and Dan Quinn came out of that one saying, the tackling's got to get better.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So those things that we are concerned about, we know that these coaches are concerned about as well. And I don't know if we've seen that in the past. You know what I mean? Like, they'd be like, oh, well, we'll be fine. We'll be fine. No, the coach just came out and told you, no, my tackling's got to get better on defense. And he said he wants people to arrive at the ball angry. And that's not what we saw. And so I'm literally anxious to see how we come out and tackle in game one. I'm, you know, how many missed tackles we have and things like that. So that's going to make a difference. Turnovers and tackles. That's all what right. I want to see week one.
We're writing it down, turnovers and tackles. All right, we appreciate you, Toothpick. First String Podcast, folks. Don't say you haven't seen it. Check it out. I had a lot of fun on it. I was on this week and always enjoy doing it. Donald, we've got to make sure we stay on course. I've got you on there. I'm doing my computer's doing a little reset. Who we, let's see where we're going now. JYD, welcome to overtime. Kansas City, there we go.
Yeah, I look at it like this. It's not just football where we don't know, you know, the players don't play in preseason. It's football, it's baseball, and then it's not even, and in some sports, you know, they don't play even when the season starts. Look at basketball. They're in and out. Oh, it's load management. You look at baseball. At any given day, they'll tell you, oh, so-and-so's not in the lineup tonight or whatever. He's taking the day off. We're getting a day's rest. Did Willie Mays for 15, 16, 17 years or more, did he take any games off? No, he didn't. Ernie Banks, what would he always say? Let's play two. Mm-hmm. Whatever. These guys played every day. Now you got guys, all they want to do, they're a bunch of whining babies. That's what they are. They're pampered and whatever. Yeah, I understand. Yeah, about the kickoff stuff. Yeah, it's good that they realign that differently and stuff like that. Yeah, you know, but if they change, make any more changes, you might as well go ahead and wear skirts out there and just play flag football. Well, I hope they don't make no more changes or whatever. Yes, it's a dangerous sport. You got to realize that. Or whatever. When I went out.
No, but I appreciate that. JYD, you hit some great points, man. I'm up against a break.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
If your day sounds like,
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We do have a lot of changes going on. NFL preseason, how we deal with it. When I'm in doubt, just call out the K9 crowd and I will get some answers. Toothpick, how you dealing with this new version of preseason?
Well, Doc, thanks for taking my call. I really do appreciate you. How am I dealing with it, Doc? It's like this. I understand that we have coaches now. I understand we got coaches, and these coaches are in evaluation mode.
Yep.
As to put the best 53 on the roster. So, as much as we should trust in our GM that he's looking out for what's going to happen 4 or 5 years down the road, we got to trust that we have some quality coaches that are not looking 4 or 5 years down the road but they're looking at the right now, and they got to put the best 53 together for right now. And understanding that, you know, it still won't be some subtle changes here and there. Players get injured, bringing in the best possible people and putting us in position to win individually and as a team. So I like what I see right now. I like the fact that our coaches on the sideline coaching, they're giving these players everything they need to be successful. They're giving them every opportunity. So I'm looking at it like that, Doc. It's a right now situation for me. It's a right now. Just like week one will be week one. We're not looking at week 17. We're looking at week one and being 1-0 every week. That's how I see it, Doc.
Yeah, well, you're smart, man. You're smart. I don't know how else you can do it, and that's why I was taking a look at I've heard people that are far more insightful than I am, and they're able to predict the whole season. I like to take it one game, but especially the month at a time, and looking at September and seeing realistically, you got to shoot for 500 in September, which would be admirable. But then again, it depends on who's playing, how they playing, and, you know, blah, blah, blah. But I only mention this because the Houston Texans gave us a chance to look at things a little differently. Yeah, a little different.
Yeah.
All right?
But, hey, Doc, I hit you up a couple of weeks ago when I said, I asked you, were you concerned that we wasn't tackling, right? We wasn't tackling, taking people down to the ground. And then not shortly after that, we had our first preseason game, and Dan Quinn came out of that one saying the tackling's got to get better.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So those things that we are concerned about, we know that these coaches are concerned about as well. And I don't know if we've seen that in the past. You know what I mean? Like, they'd be like, oh, well, we'll be fine. We'll be fine. No, the coach just came out and told you, no, my tackling's got to get better on defense. And he said he want people to arrive at the ball angry. And that's not what we saw. And so – I'm literally anxious to see how we come out and tackle in game one. You know, how many missed tackles we have and things like that. So that's going to make a difference. Turnovers and tackles. That's all what right. I want to see week one.
We're writing it down, turnovers and tackles. All right, we appreciate you, Toothpick. First String Podcast, folks. Don't say you haven't seen it. Check it out. I had a lot of fun on it. I was on this week and always enjoy doing it. Donald, we've got to make sure we stay on course. I've got you on there. I'm doing my computer's doing a little reset. Who we, let's see where we're going now. JYD, welcome to Overtime. Kansas City, there we go.
Yeah, I look at it like this. It's not just football. Where we don't know, you know, the players don't play in preseason. It's football, it's baseball, and then it's not even. And in some sports, you know, they don't play even when the season starts. Look at basketball, they're in and out. Oh, it's load management. You look at baseball, at any given day. They'll tell you, oh, so-and-so's not in the lineup tonight or whatever. He's taking the day off. We're getting a day's rest. Did Willie Mays for 15, 16, 17 years or more, did he take any games off? No, he didn't. Ernie Banks, what would he always say? Let's play two, whatever. These guys played every day. Now you got guys, all they want to do, they're a bunch of whining babies. That's what they are. They're pampered and whatever. Yeah, I understand. Yeah, about the kickoff stuff. Yeah, it's good that they realign that differently and stuff like that. Yeah, you know. But if they change, make any more changes, you might as well go ahead and wear skirts out there and just play flag football. Well, I hope they don't make no more changes or whatever. Yes, it's a dangerous sport. You got to realize that or whatever. When I went out.
No, but I appreciate that. JYD, you hit some great points, man. I'm up against a break. Kansas City. There we go.
Yeah, I look at it like this. It's not just football where we have we don't know, you know, the players don't play in preseason. It's football, it's baseball, and then it's not even, and in some sports, you know, they don't play even when the season starts. Look at basketball. They're in and out. Oh, it's load management. You look at baseball. At any given day, they'll tell you, oh, so-and-so's not in the lineup tonight or whatever. He's taking the day off. We're getting a day's rest. Did Willie Mays for 15, 16, 17 years or more, did he take any games off? No, he didn't. Ernie Banks, what would he always say? Let's play two. Mm-hmm. Whatever. These guys played every day. Now you got guys, all they want to do, they're a bunch of whining babies. That's what they are. They're pampered and whatever. Yeah, I understand. Yeah, about the kickoff stuff. Yeah, it's good that they realign that differently and stuff like that. Yeah, you know, but if they change, make any more changes, you might as well go ahead and wear skirts out there and just play flag football. Well, I hope they don't make no more changes or whatever. Yes, it's a dangerous sport. You got to realize that. Or whatever. When I went out.
No, but I appreciate that. JYD, you hit some great points, man. I'm up against a break.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.